everyone, and welcome back to Live from the Stands, a different type of sports podcast. I am your host, Lyle Anthony Golding, and with me today is a very, very special guest. He's one of the best and brightest young sports media personalities in Jamaica right now, whether it's football, athletics, on the track, off the track, pre-game, post-match. If you need coverage, this is the man to go and look for. Mr. Sidon Bowen is with us today. Sidon, say what's up to the people.
Hey, what's up, everybody? Good to be here. You know, always listening to the podcast and finally getting the chance to be on Live from the Stands. You're right now in the stands digitally. And so, yes, pleasure to be here.
All right. And, well, I think you can tell by our tone of voice, it's a very happy episode this week, because we're off the back of one of the best feeling performances, one of the best feeling results from a Jamaica's perspective that we've ever had. And that's how we're going to lead into this week's Reggae Girls Watch. And yesterday, well, as we're recording, it was yesterday, it was France versus Jamaica. And in the end, it was a 0-0 draw, but it felt like a 0-0 win for the Reggae Girls. And I mean, in terms of, for me, I think Sidon as well, because me and Sidon are around the same age, but for us who didn't get to grow up and see that 98 World Cup performance or the World Cup birth, this felt like the biggest moment in Jamaica's football history overall. It was just amazing to see the girls go out there and perform. I'm going to kick it over to Sidon first, bro. Just in terms of going into the game, after the game, give me your overall thoughts. What was the feelings like?
Honestly, as you said earlier, I wasn't around in 98. So the whole qualifying at the National Stadium, the public holiday, the beating Japan at the World Cup, I never experienced that. This was my first time watching my country at a World Cup competing. Yes, we went to the 2019 Women's World Cup as well. That was my first experience seeing us at a World Cup. However, we weren't really competitive, and that's the harsh reality, you know. The results show it as well. But this time, we really went out there, and the girls looked like they were saying, listen, we belong here. This is not just, okay, we get a chance, and we took it, and we got at the World Cup. All right, we're grateful for that. This looks like a team that is saying, listen, we are here. We are meant to be at the World Cup. We're not just a one-time team going back-to-back. We want to go three times in a row. We want to make sure that we're continuously coming here. So they really went out there and played with pride against the world number five team. And I know most persons, again, from 98, they will say, we beat Japan at a World Cup. So that's the biggest thing. But we got a point against the world number five, the fifth ranked team in the world. You know, again, I don't like doing comparisons, but Japan, it was not a top 10 team in the world in 98. So I wasn't around that time. So right now, what I experienced, I'm going to brag about it and say, listen to me, I saw my country go head to head, toe to toe with the fifth best team in the world, a team that is seen as a potential winner, you know. And honestly, as I said, it's just the most proud I've felt watching a Jamaican football team.
Fully, bro, fully. And I mean, the sentiments are shared, and you talked about how the girls played with pride, and they look like they're saying, yes, this is our time and we belong on this stage. I mean, just to transition a bit into, we're each going to give one standout player from the game, and I'll kick it off first. For me, I mean, there were so many inspired performances from the girls on this day, but I mean, in the middle of the park, Drew Spence, what a fantastic performance from her in midfield. I mean, the fact that we didn't have much possession in the game, I think it was something like 75-25% possession in their favor, so she didn't have much time on the ball to really show her technical ability. But the performance and the heart that she showed in the middle of the park, 7 ground duels won, she won aerial duels, clearances, interceptions, tackles, I mean, it was all action for her. And in terms of the way that we set up, Lauren Donaldson, a big shout out to him, the way that we set up to try and stifle the French and press them, she was one of the women in that team that were saying, hey, let's go on the front foot, let's get into them, and let's press very, very hard. So, I mean, I want to give a big shout out to her. It was a really, really fantastic performance in the middle of the park. Sidon, I'll give it over to you now. Who was your standout player in this game?
It's so hard to choose. Honestly, it's so hard to choose. Denisha Blackwood, she was awarded the player of the match. But I honestly, I find it so hard to just single out one single player because I think it was a unit performance. You know, if they could award the player of the match to the entire team, I know they would, honestly. Entire team, they played as a unit. They were so in sync. I saw us tackling in twos. Nobody was left isolated. Denisha Blackwood, I remember one time they got past her and immediately it was Chantel Swaby over there. And if they get past Chantel, it's Alison Swaby over there. Instantly, there was no space left open. But I have to go with Denisha. She was the player of the match, deservedly so. She really marshaled that left side. And Denden is a player that has had her critics over the years. And coming back from an ACL injury. An ACL injury is something that we've seen taking a lot of careers away from players. And coming back from that, returning to a World Cup, a player that's playing in the second division of France, getting player of the match versus the French national team. And those who don't understand, imagine a player that plays in the English Championship and he goes up against the English national team and gets man of the match. That's how crazy this is. And it's not even a French player that's playing in the second division. We're talking about a Jamaican going up against the French national team and getting the player of the match. Yeah, honestly, I have to go with Denisha.
Yeah, I mean, I cannot argue. And I think you're right on the money when you said that as a unit, if they could have given the player of the match to everybody, they would have, because the defense, the midfield, everybody was in unison and we played really, really well overall. And I touched on Lauren Donaldson a minute, and we're going to go a bit more into how we set up. And just watching the game from the start, you could tell that France's strength was down the wings. And I think especially using Denisha and Jodie on that left-hand side, as well as Shayna on the right, you could tell the way that we were trying to ensure that they could not use the wings. We were stifling, we were pressing, and overall, the defensive stability that we showed, I think, was very, very promising. And looking forward to a game that we're going to have with Brazil, we're going to get into Brazil a little bit later, but you can see how well they use their wing play as well. It's going to be absolutely massive going into that game. And I mean, the defensive stability, Sidan, it was a wonder to watch.
Yeah, of course. And in the setup, I saw when he went with Chayna Matthews, that kind of came as a surprise for me, because again, those who don't know, Chayna is a player who she gave birth just a year ago. In fact, I think 2 days before the first game of the World Cup, she posted a happy birthday message to her son. First birthday, happy first birthday to my son. So a player returning 1 year after giving birth. When they called her up for the Paraguay friendlies in November, I covered those matches, and Lauren was saying, when they called Chayna in for those games just months after giving birth, they didn't call her in to play. They just wanted her around the team as someone who's been there from 2019 and so on. And when they saw the shape that Chayna was in those training camps, they had to bring her on for a few minutes during those friendlies. So Chayna has been putting in the work. Yesterday, I saw her running down those players, always getting back. And again, this is a center forward. And they played her out wide with Bonnie being the lone isolated person up top, packing the midfield, providing supports down the flank as well for the two wing back, the two full backs. And as I said, credit to Lauren, he really got his spot on, because when I saw the lineup, that was the main question for me. I was saying, all right, we're going with Chayna on the wing. Does Chayna have the fitness to keep up with this? And she showed that she have it. And also credit to Vian Sampson, playing at the base of the midfield. Usually we think our best midfield is a midfield with Drew Spence, Havana Salon, and Atlanta Primus, based on what I've seen so far in the friendlies leading up, and even in the Cup of Nations in Australia, that midfield looks solid. And they started with Vian, and Vian really held her own. Solid. She can drop in between the two centre-backs, basically playing like a back five. And she can step into midfield, providing support with Drew and Atlanta Primus being the outlet for them as well. So Lauren Donaldson really got it spot on.
100%. And you mentioned a name that we haven't mentioned yet on this episode, and that's Bonnie Shaw. And I mean, coming in, she was a highlighted player. She's our captain. She's our leader. And unfortunately, towards the end of the game, obviously Bunny got her second yellow card. It was the only dark spot on the day, and it means that she'll be suspended going into our second game against Panama on July 29th, that's this Saturday. And I can't lie, when she got the second yellow, my heart dropped and I was like, is this going to be the moment when we fold, when we capitulate and the French go on and win this game? In the end, it didn't matter on the day. But we'll use this to transition into looking at the Panama game. Sidon, how do you think the Bunny red card... First of all, let me ask this first of all. Do you think it should have been a second yellow? And secondly, how do you think it will affect us going into the game against Panama?
I'm caught in two minds. In one mind, I'm saying she's already on a yellow. It's down to the referee to use her discretion. Knowing she, if she wasn't on a yellow, then fine. That's a yellow card offense. But she's already on a yellow. I don't think she needed to go immediately with a red card here for a second yellow. However, on the flip side of things, I don't think Bunny needed to slide there, honestly.
Yeah.
They weren't going anywhere. We had, I don't remember who the player exactly was, but we had her pinned on the line. She wasn't going anywhere. I don't think Bunny needed to slide there, but I still think the referee could have used her discretion.
Yeah, I mean, 100%. And I agree with the sentiment fully, because at that point in the game, as someone as experienced as Bunny is, you can't give the referee the decision to make. But she did in the end, and I think it was harsh as a second yellow. But I mean, in the end, you have to say that you can't really kill the referee for that decision based on the type of tackle, and it was a bit reckless. So, I mean, second yellow, it was understandable. And I mean, going into the Panama game without Bonnie Shaw, it's going to be difficult. But I mean, looking at the Panama performance that happened earlier today, as we're recording on Monday, they went up against Brazil, and Brazil put forth what I think was the best performance of the tournament so far, dominating from minute 1 to minute 90, a 4-0 win. And I mean, at times it just looked like Panama weren't in the same stratosphere as Brazil. And I mean, coming in, people would have said, okay, yeah, they're Panama, this is Brazil. But at the same time, this is a Women's World Cup, and Panama deserved to be at the Women's World Cup. But Brazil made them look like second rate all over the park. And I mean, from a Jamaican perspective, it was good viewing, because now going into the game, it gives us more confidence, even without Bunny, that we can go in and we should get a result. And I mean, with or without Bunny, I think my confidence is high going into this game against Panama. Tell me about your confidence level going in without Bunny Sidon.
Yeah, I solid team we have going on there without Bunny Shaw. I think we should be able to pull it off, and we have center forwards in the squad who are capable. Cameron Simmons, I saw her in the last training camp here before they went off. I was at a few of the sessions, and Cameron was scoring some headed goals in those squad games, and I'm like, all right. I saw her at the Cup of Nations as well. There's Kayla McCoy in the squad, but Kayla had suffered with some injuries during the latter months with Rangers. I think between, I don't want to be too wrong, but about March back to June, I think she was injured. So she wasn't playing much. She wasn't here for the local training camp before they headed off to Australia. So I'm not sure the shape that Kayla is in. But if she is included in the squad, then I trust Lauren, and Lauren knows what Kayla brings. So he has those two options, and he has Chaina Lee, who he played on the wing in the last game. So could it be a case where he keeps everything just the same and just swap out Bunny for a Cameron or Kayla, or move Chaina up top and then play a Trudy Carter on the wing, or he can possibly go with two up top? But I don't see him doing that, because I don't feel like he would change that much. You know, if you have a system that worked, then you're probably going to stick with it. So he could possibly just do a like for like change, take out Bunny and put in Cameron. And as I said, he can bring in a Trudy Carter, some fresh legs. Jody, got some real battering in that first game. So
not sure
the shape that she's in. They do have a weak break though, so they can work on her. But if that's the case, then we have options. We can bring in a Trudy Carter. We can bring in a Paige Bielegate, a Tiffany Cameron, the Hungarian player of the year. We have some solid options as well can come in.
And I'm going to put you on the spot really quick. Give me a prediction in terms of scoreline, in terms of result. How do you think the Panama game is going to go?
Panama game, I'm going 1-0 Jamaica. I don't want to say 2-1 because what I realize in this World Cup so far, if you're winning, you're winning. Like, there haven't been much end-to-end games. They will be end-to-end, but in terms of result, you probably get a winner, and that's it. Or you probably be a runaway winner or a close encounter, and there's a one goal in it. Looking at the results so far, so I'm going 1-0 Jamaica.
All right, for sure. 1-0 Jamaica, you heard it here first from Sidon. And I mean, I have to agree. For me, I feel like Jamaica will get the win. And I can't lie, the Brazil versus Panama game has given me a bit more, you know, confidence. It's made me breathe a bit more easily going into this game. And this may be commentator's curse. We hope it's not. But I'm very, very confident in the girls. I'm going to go for a 2-0 win. But both very confident going into this game against Panama. And just now to take a step back, look at the World Cup as a whole. Just look at some standout performances for me and for Sidon so far. We've just come to the end of match week one. And I mean, in terms of for me, if I had to pick one standout performance, it would probably be Melchi de Mornay for Haiti against England. And I mean, I know that they lost the game, but the way that she played was just fantastic. And I think that's one of those performances where you see a star being born on the biggest stage. She recently, I think, completed a transfer to Lyon, so she's going to be playing in that spectacular Lyon team for next season. But I mean, in possession, out of possession, she was driving at players, she was pulling off skills, she made everything happen for Haiti, everything was going through her, and at points it just looked like England could not stop her. So I mean, I have to give her a big shout out. And in a game where Haiti really didn't have that much of the ball, she had to work very, very hard. And at times, you can see sometimes with players of that talent level, of that skill, they don't really have the hard work aspect of it, the defensive aspect to go with it. But she did. And I mean, it was a fantastic performance from her. So she's going to be my standout of the World Cup so far. Sidon, who's going to be your standout of the World Cup so far?
My standout, I have to go with the hat-trick goal scorer from Brazil, Aria Borges. I can't see you scoring 3 goals in a World Cup opener and not give you the
it's fair.
You know, the game is all about goals, and you came with the goals, 3 of them. So I have to go with that. Against a Panama team that probably you would say it's them at the World Cup, and they're going to come out fighting and stuff. So they want to put up a hard fight, and she even got an assist, you know. I have to go with her. I just hope she can have some leniency when they face Jamaica. But I'm praying for it. they beat, because they're going to play France first. They beat France, get their 6 points, and then in that final game they can say, all right, we can do some rotation. And that can work in our favor, because even Lauren, and I think it was Chantel, did an interview after the game, and she was saying, in terms of playing style, they knew they had the capabilities to go up against a France team based on how the setup and all of that. But Lauren was saying, the Brazil team, their movement of the ball is way quicker. So it's going to be even more difficult to plan for those players, because they are not like the French. The French will drive at you. We saw it down the wings all the time. They were trying to take on our fullbacks. But Brazil, no, they are going to move it samba. So I just hope Brazil can get that result against France, and hopefully they don't look to get 9 points.
Yeah, I mean, 100%. Ari Borges, it was, watching the game, I was speechless at times, because even the assist that she had for the third goal, that's probably going to be a goal that potentially wins goal of the tournament. It was a fantastic goal. If you haven't seen it, go and look for that third Brazil goal. It was a backheel assist for Bia Zanarato, I think it was. And, I mean, Brazil just look out of this world. But changing gears, we're going to go into our weekly feature, which is Jamaican Athlete of the Week. And as the guest this week, Sidan, I'm going to leave the honors to you to award our Jamaican Athlete of the Week. So who are you going to go with for this week?
I have to go with the first Jamaican to receive a Player of the Match award in FIFA Women's World Cup history. And possibly only the second Jamaican to ever do it across men or women at the senior level, because Tapa Whitmore in 98 when he scored two against Japan. So I don't think I need to check Google if he got the man of the match. He must have gotten the man of the match, scoring the two goals. Yeah. So Tapa Whitmore in 98 and now Denisha Blackwood in 2023. 25 years apart, and finally a Jamaican born player right here from yard went to the World Cup, coming back from a possible career ending injury. Yeah, I have to give Denisha. Looking across other sports, I don't think there was anything that can surpass that in athletics or the other sporting disciplines. So I would have to go Denisha Blackwood as my athlete of the week.
Of course, congrats, Denden, Player of the Match at the World Cup. And now, almost even more prestigious, the Live from the Stands Jamaican Athlete of the Week Award. And with that, that's pretty much it for us this week. Next week, of course, we're going to have Reggae Girls World Cup Watch in the aftermath of the Panama versus Jamaica game. But I mean, Sidan, I'll leave the floor to you to end it. Tell the people where they can find you and what coverage you'll be doing going forward. Just give yourself a platform, give yourself a little tap on the back, give yourself a little boosting.
All right, so listeners, make sure, first of all, subscribe to my YouTube at Sidon Bowen, CYDONBOWEN, track and field and football. If you don't follow me on Instagram, do the same, it's the same name. But if you don't want to follow me on Instagram, make sure you just subscribe to the YouTube. That's the main thing. The YouTube, track and field, football, going forward. I'll be continuing the coverage for the Rare Girls at the World Cup coming September, Jamaican local schoolboy football season. I'll be active in that as well. You know, the World Championships is coming up. I would have loved if I was going to the World Champs, but doesn't look like it. So content will be going out as well for the World Championships. As I said, track and field and football, once those, you'll find me covering those. So make sure you like, share, and subscribe to the YouTube. Follow Stadium876. On Instagram, TikTok. I think CMA76 has a YouTube as well. Yeah.
Of course.
Subscribe. Of course, yeah. Make sure you subscribe and stay tuned for even better content coming up.
Even better content. Like you said, ladies and gentlemen, make sure you subscribe to Sidon. And thanks for joining us this week. That's going to be it for us. So once again, thank you guys and hope you have a good week.